This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Your home of updates about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And how it's affecting sports.
105.3 The Corona Virus.
It's not what it is, Shippy.
Can we change our name to the Corona Masterpiece?
Oh, that's what the C stands for.
No, it stands for Corey.
Kevin and coronavirus.
No.
10-2.
This is kind of a big deal. Our boss just walked in and he said, hey, the Houston Rodeo canceled. And it's during this whole situation, there's a lot of money that goes into the Houston Rodeo.
I think he said last year it made $227 million.
Are you kidding me?
That was the number he gave us.
Right now, it says 25 cases of COVID-19. Do we want to call it COVID instead? Do we want to refer to it as that? Or
COVID-19.
All right, no, don't. That's actually catchy. 14 Thanks. Of those cases are in the Houston area. So I guess that's one of the reasons they're like, look, we just don't want to spread it.
And it did it. It made it to pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
Is that what?
Since when?
No. Like 6 minutes ago, I saw the World Health Organization.
Oh, no.
They just held a press conference and said, we have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
You know what PAN is short
for? By the World Health Organization.
PAN is short for panic.
I don't know if that's true or not. I just typed in pandemic. Coronavirus disease came up as the search. Like that's what it came up as.
So we switch to CBS Sports now, or like what? How's that
No. All right. So here's what I wanted to do.
We'll let the national people get this disease.
I really just wanted to tell people about the rodeo situation. Okay. But now that I know it's pandemic, that's a big concern. Because again, it's gonna crush a lot of things with the sports world. I mean, it's crushing businesses as we speak right now. And I know there are probably people that are sitting at home going, I should be at work, or why am I not being able to do my job as I should be right now? I know it's very tough, and I'm hoping that we can kick it, get back to action the way we typically do.
I think, and I know we're doing coronavirus talk again for a few people on the Autoflex Leasing fan text that are getting mad at us for doing that. It is a big deal. It's such a big deal that now with the Houston Rodeo getting canceled, what I just don't know, and I don't think anybody knows, is what's the right thing to do? Tonight there's going to be 20,000 people at the Dallas Maverick game watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're asking the Denver Nuggets players right now, like Will Barton and Jamal Murray were getting asked at the American Airlines Center as they had morning shoot-around. They're like, hey, what do you guys think? Because we could be getting to a point here really quick in the NBA where you guys are going to play games without fans. And they're like, well, we really don't want to do that. And they're like, well, do you want to just suspend the season, stop the season, and move it back another month and see where we're at a month from now with the COVID virus and coronavirus to see? And they're like, well, we don't want to do that either.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we're in a place where I don't know what we know we're doing is right or wrong.
Okay. Yeah, no. Do we trust the government to tell us what the right thing is? Oh. And that's not a political thing. I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of people that don't trust government.
You've been doing a lot of politics today.
You've been on those YouTube conspiracy theory videos.
I have not.
Do you want to get into the states and who voted for who yesterday? Mm. And
no.
Okay.
Is Stevie Wonder blind?
That's something I'm down for.
That's not politics.
I will, Mike, though.
No opinion unless it's politics.
There are a couple of things that I wanted to ask about.
Classic Corey.
One, that's not classic Corey.
Okay.
One thing is you had some Rangers breaking news going on.
A little bit here. Evan Grant reports the Rangers have sent Colby Allard down to AAA. So he is now getting ready for the AAA season. The only reason I find that Leody Taveras is getting sent to AA, there's other guys that are getting reassigned to minor league camp, is those are two big names. We know Leody Taveras was not going to make the big league team. John Daniels let us know that way before coronavirus. And so when it comes to Colby Allard, I just thought, if there was an injury, right? You guys were asking this a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Colby Allard, you know, he did pretty good last year. Isn't there a chance that if he comes to spring training and he looks even better than last year, that he could make the rotation? And why not? I'm just surprised that today Colby Allard's getting sent down to the minor leagues.
Is that early?
Well, I always feel like it's early, but it's not, because we're 2 weeks away. I have to get my brain around that the season starts on March 25th and not on April 2nd or April 3rd.
Okay,
right?
That makes sense, yeah.
Because we're moving this a week up the season, most recently, because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. This, I don't think, had anything to do with coronavirus.
Okay. Right.
Is that usually we get to more like March 20th when a guy like that gets sent down, but March 20th would be just 5 days away, where pretty much you're making your final decision. So Allard can get called back up if there were a rash of injuries or a lot of the starting pitchers got coronavirus. He could come back up before the season started.
Okay.
But I guess they probably want to extend his innings and get him built up. So if a guy gets injured early on in the season, that Colby Allard is getting his normal work, getting built up to 6-7 innings at the end of spring training, so that he can pitch early on if a guy is out of the rotation because of injury.
That was somebody we had on the show last week. I found him to be very entertaining, very interesting.
You feel like we jinxed him at all?
I don't think we jinxed him. Kevin might have jinxed his future contract by asking him about surfing. And
yeah.
He was like, dang, you kind of busted up my spot
what
there.
If that's why they sent him down?
Because he surfs?
They're
because
mad
of Kevin?
At him. They yeah. found out about his surfing, and they're like, well, you're getting sent down the minors because you were surfing this offseason.
Maybe that's why Kevin isn't here this week. You know, we do have a partnership with the Texas Rangers. But the other thing, though.
I wonder if he watched Johnny Tsunami.
The Nolan Ryan statue was unveiled out at the new stadium. And there's going to be a lot of, and you know, there's no way in hell the Rangers are not going to have that stadium open for their opening day. It's just not going to happen.
Why?
They've been working on this thing for two years now.
But what if, I mean, I'm just throwing it out. What if Major League Baseball, if we get 10 days from now and Major League Baseball says, look, we can't have people in stadiums right now. We can't. Now, does that mean they still play that game, but with nobody there?
I don't think Major League Baseball would do that. Not to the Rangers this year with the opening of that stadium.
Could they
it
do?
Would, I think it would have to be the state of Texas would have to come down and say, well, we can't.
Now, here's the tough thing. There's two locations for spring training, not just one. But I'm just wondering, you're playing the Angels. If it's bad, if in the next 2 weeks, I don't expect it to get this bad. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. But I do think the Rangers are going to play their first four games in Arizona. I don't think they're going to play in Seattle. I think that the Seattle Mariners are not going to get to open up in Seattle. They're going to stay in Arizona and play their first four games in Arizona, where they feel like they have a better chance of not getting the coronavirus. But if 2 weeks from now, this thing's really opening up into a bad situation, would the Rangers just stay and say, all right, guess what? We open up against the Angels. The Angels also didn't go anywhere because of the coronavirus, and I don't know who the Angels open up against. But because you guys are in Arizona, we're now going to play our series against the Angels in Surprise, Arizona. That's going to be our first games to start the year, because we don't want people getting on planes and traveling everywhere right now. We can keep the teams in Arizona and in Florida. And you'd have to adjust the schedule a whole bunch for some teams. But for the Rangers, their first seven games are against teams that are in Phoenix, Arizona right now.
My first instinct says there's that John Daniels, John Blake, the ownership group would not let this happen. That's my first instinct. Because
what does
it's
it matter
such a big,
to John Daniels?
Because it's such a big deal financially for the stadium.
That matters to the owners.
But the more you talk about it, the more I'm convinced that that's a huge possibility. And I don't, I'm interested. I'm very interested.
Yeah. I mean, it probably won't happen.
1053. If that was to happen, would you be upset or would you understand? Because I think a lot of people are really upset about everything right now because they're like, oh, it's not going to affect me. But if baseball decided, or if even the state decided, hey, look, we can't do this, would you be furious, or would you understand why they're doing it?
Yeah,
that's an interesting thought, man.
Autoflex Leasing is coming out and saying 903. Mike, leave it alone. You are doing more harm than good, causing mass hysteria. Then we have the 469 saying, I thought Mike said the corona was not a big deal. And yeah, I kind of have said that as of today, right now, in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's not a big deal. We have one case now. I believe that was yesterday. A few days ago, we have the Frisco 3 cases. We have Alvarado shutting down their school. I never said it will never be a big deal. I just said, as of yesterday, I thought we were making maybe too much of a deal about it in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I don't know what the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks are going to hold. But if we need to stop doing radio and stop doing NBA basketball and stop doing spring training, and the CDC, the World Health Organization, says we have to stop all this and we need to get everybody in the world inside their house for at least 5 days to see if we can stop coronavirus, then that's what we need to do. But I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, so here you go, Mike. Joel Sherman, baseball columnist from the New York Post, says the Mariners, they have been told they will play their first two series. They will not play their first two series at home by governor decree.
And he just followed up on that.
And then said the Mariners open the year with home series against the Rangers and Twins. MLB will try to relocate. Governor of Washington expected to make an announcement today of banned gatherings in a large Washington state. So,
you know, what's interesting here is because you play Seattle so much, you could flip a series. But I guarantee you, to your point, Corey, earlier, the Rangers want nothing to do with that. Because of it being a new stadium, if they were still playing at Globe Life Park, they would say, yeah, no problem. We'll open up 4 days early. Hey, guys, guess what? We're getting opening day now isn't that day. It's this day. The Rangers wouldn't be pleased with that because people do pay a premium to go to opening day. But I bet the Rangers would say, we don't want those games at our place.
Why?
Because now opening day changes from March 29th, where right now, if you go to online,
they're 98.77% done with the stadium anyway.
Yeah, I know. March 29th, right now, the lowest ticket, at least on if you go to ESPN and go to buy tickets, is $175. The next day they play the Angels, it's $17.
Gotcha. Okay.
If they move it, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, that ticket to the Angels game that people have been paying a premium price to get to opening day, all of a sudden, it's just another game at the new ballpark. Now the game against Seattle on March 25th is the premium ticket to go get. So that's why I think the Rangers would say, hey, okay, it's official now. We found out. Breaking news here. We found out we're not going to Seattle to start the season. But I bet the Rangers say, you're not coming to the ballpark, or you're not coming to Globe Life Field to play this game.
And it's actually affecting the NBA now as well. This is from Mark Stein at the Stein Line on Twitter. The city of San Francisco has banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, we still await official word from the NBA on the fate of the Warriors' home game Thursday night against the Nets.
I'm curious, too, because I believe, and I know FC Dallas is in New York this weekend, but I think they play Seattle on the 21st. So would Seattle swap the game? Because they're supposed to travel to Seattle for their next game, too. So I'm very curious, since the governor just said this, what's FC Dallas's approach going to be? And how, man, this is making this.
From 10 a.m. now to 12:15, a lot of things have changed.
This is forcing the entire sports world to scramble. Because now it's not just the sports world making these decisions. We talked about the Ivy League doing what they did. This is forcing the governments to start standing up and saying, we got to change what we're doing here. So that's, if anybody's like, hey, stop talking about it, that's the reason we are.
Yeah, now we know Rangers aren't going to Seattle to start the year. The Warriors aren't having any more fans at their home games as of right now.
FC Dallas is having to change, might have to change their schedule. I'm going to reach out and see what I can talk to, if I can talk to Lucci about that. Because we'll have by the way, the Lucci Gonzalez show has been changed from Thursday to Friday because he's going to be in an airplane on Thursday.
Oh, no.
No!
He's going to New York.
Lucci!
So we'll talk to Lucci on Friday at 1:30.
It's on all airplanes.
No, it's not on all airplanes. player playing
Corona
JV.
Corona doesn't discriminate.
That is true. You know, Mike, we came into this segment.
All those were facts, he
with
just said.
Something completely Thanks, different to talk about.
What happened?
All the things I wanted to discuss got thrown out the window because we had the brilliant question of what would the Rangers do if their schedule gets changed?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.